This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It's Make a Difference Day, Douglas County. It's coming up October 26th, and people can already get involved with it. Jennifer Colwell, one of the people involved in this. Good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about what is Make a Difference Day for Douglas County.
So Make a Difference Day is a national event. This is our third local event, and it's always the fourth Saturday of October throughout the country. And it's just a day of community service where people get together and perform service at local organizations and have a good time rubbing shoulders with their neighbors.
A lot of times, nonprofit organizations and schools and things like that, there's things they want to do. Sometimes they maybe even have some of the funds for it, but it's just getting to it when there are so many other things on their plate. And it's amazing how much you can do in one day with all of this.
It is amazing what you can do with just, you know, a handful of volunteers, or we have some projects that are requesting 25 or 30 volunteers, and in 3 hours, they can get a lot done.
And how do people find out about getting involved with this?
Well, they can go to our website, which is makeadifferenceday.org, and there they can find all of the projects that are posted for 2024. That gives them the logo of the organization, the title of the project. If they click on any of those, it will take them directly to the post on justserve.org, which will give them all of the details, and it has the button where they can sign up, so they'll be on the list for that specific project.
And Just Serve is a national site as well, right?
Yeah, Just Serve is all over the United States and in 17 other countries.
Wow. So big effort there to do a lot. How did you, you've got how many projects this year?
We have 25 projects this year. We started with about 13 projects the first year, about 17 last year, but the word has gotten out. So we really need more volunteers this year.
And talk about what types of projects. I mean, you can't do everything in 3 hours, even with a lot of people. What are some of these projects?
Well, the vast majority of projects are outdoors. They involve gardening cleanup, landscaping, moving bark mulch around, cleaning up parking lots, working on community gardens or school gardens. But we do have some indoor projects, too. HIV Alliance is requesting 25 volunteers to help put together a whole bunch of the kits that they give out. Sleep in Heavenly Peace, again, this is their third year with us, and they're doing bunk beds for kids. And they're kind of indoor-outdoor. They have a big warehouse, but they have a great assembly line process. Fish Food Pantry has some indoor work and outdoor work. And we also have made an effort this year to have more projects for younger children, so parents can bring their kids to help share the joy of service.
Well, and that's kind of like a good educational thing for kids to actually see their parents doing things like that, and they tend to usually get excited about it.
Right. And on each project, when you look at the details of it, it'll tell you if there's an age minimum. But we do have some for kids as young as 5 years old, you know, if they're coming with their parents.
So you guys have put this together. Who all are you working with?
We work with, well, let's see, this year we have projects from First Presbyterian Church. Almost all of the elementary schools need help with their school gardens or their playground maintenance. Phoenix School, Sunrise, ADAPT is new this year. They're looking for a team about 5 to 6 teenagers to help them create a social media campaign about substance abuse prevention. So that'd be kind of fun. The Red Cross is going to be installing smoke detectors in people's homes, and they need a team of volunteers to help with that. UCAN Head Start wants to get a start on putting in part of a walking path out at their facility. So we've got some organizations returning, but also some new things that we haven't had before.
So to organize all of this, you're kind of like the primary person, it sounds like, but you have other people helping you out?
Well, no. Actually, this year, Jerry Medler and Brian Trenkel are the directors of our team to organize this, and we meet throughout the year. Right now, we're getting to the point where we're meeting every week because it's only a month out, this activity. But no, we have representatives from the Kiwanis, Sunrise Enterprise, AmeriCorps, United Way. We've got a whole list of people who work to make this event happen.
All right, again, it's a few weeks off, so people have time to plan and take a look at this. Again, give them the information about how to check it out.
Okay, they can go to makeadifferenceday.org and find the 2024 projects all on one page. They can scroll through those, or they can go directly to justserve.org and look for all of the projects that have the Make a Difference Day logo on them.
All right, very good. We'll talk more about it as we get closer as well. Jennifer Colwell, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me in.
8:37 at the Morning Report.